you know, it's interesting how so many artists today, when they make constructions and such, how they would incorporate sound. And the thought occurred to me recently, would I ever think of incorporating structures?
Mm.
And I wonder why they felt completely relaxed in using sound when I feel completely foreign from, say, you know, making something.
But in those classes that I had at the New School in the 50s, which consisted largely of the students making compositions, I insisted that they make things that we ourselves could perform in the small room where we were, where the class was. And one of the first to bring something was Alan Kaprow, and he came in with cloth and all sorts of things and objects in terms of time, performance in time. I mean to say, one could do it and be relaxed about doing it.
Did it ever enter your head?
Oh, I think so. Certainly not as it would enter yours, though. Hmm? it'd be marvelous if you do that. Hmm? Beautiful. Let me know when the performance is. How marvelous.
Because, you know, one can very well think of all kinds of structural schemes where you would want what hanging from what and where a sound should be.
Beautiful.
Other than the conventional
right
space that you use.
Marvelous.
And I was thinking about it. I'll never do it, but...
Oh, please do it.